Good afternoon. Ken Tucker here with ChangeScape Web. Today I'm here with Al Rodriguez of Web Insurance. Al is a business insurance specialist. And so one of the things that I've been wanting to talk about for a while is what kinds of insurance do businesses need? And one of the biggest emerging issues for business insurance is in how you deal with cyber and technology related issues. So today I thought we would have an expert in the subject in terms of, insurance coverage and whatnot, come in and talk to us about what you can expect in regard to cyber insurance and technology related issues. So with that, I would like to introduce Al Rodriguez.
Hey, Ken, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here and happy to dive into the subject.
Okay. Well, thanks, Al. I really appreciate you taking the time because I think this is a really important topic. In the world of technology, every business is dealing with technology today. You see stuff that's happening, on the political campaign with people's emails being hacked. You know, what liabilities does any of these companies have? Websites are being attacked more and more. And so I think it's got to be a topic that's probably on a lot of people's minds. So with that, let's go ahead and get started. I've got a few questions that I'd like to ask you and just get your feedback on those. Sure. So the first is really, can you explain what the difference is between technology and cyber liability insurance coverage?
So that's a very good question. Technology liability is for certain industries. So industries that deal with technology services and technology manufacturing. So an easier way to put it is if you're in the business of technology, whether if the internet is your business, technology is the right coverage for you. Cyber liability would be for anybody else that uses the internet as a tool to conduct business. Okay. Nowadays, that would be pretty much everyone.
Okay. So for example, if I wrote an app, for a smartphone, I'm in the technology business, I need technology.
Correct. Coverage. You would follow under the technology coverage.
But I would also probably still need the cyber insurance.
You would.
Insurance.
Correct.
As well. Okay.
You would.
All right. Okay, great. So who needs technology insurance versus cyber liability coverage? I know you talked a little bit about that, but can you go into a little bit more detail?
Right. So companies like yours, companies that specialize in IT services, web design, anything with data storage, backup centers, those would be the ideal businesses that would need the technology piece of the policy as well as the cyber liability policy. The cyber liability would be anyone that pretty much has a computer nowadays. If you use a computer for your business, whether it is to send an email, whether it's to back up some data, whether you hold personal or private third-party data, you need cyber liability insurance.
Okay. So that's not even, this is just the insurance aspect. We're not even talking about the security technologies that you would need to invest in. That's a completely different topic for another day.
Correct.
Next, I guess I'd like to talk about would a business's data be covered under a general liability policy? It seems like there's got to be a little bit of ambiguity there in terms of what people perceive as a general liability policy. So
correct. A lot of people have the conception that the main general liability policy that they currently carry for their business will cover data, and that's just simply not the case. Anything defined as data is not covered under a general liability policy. Whether that be your data, like I said, third-party data. And any data that you're holding, it's not being covered under the basic general liability policy. You would have to endorse that onto your policy in order to add coverage for that.
Okay. All right. So then I guess we ought to talk a little bit about retailers because they do carry a lot of data typically for a lot of their customers. Can you talk about, what they need to think about in terms of cyber insurance?
Yes, absolutely. So as a retailer, you are responsible and liable for the data that you have. So if you lose it, if it's hacked, whatever the case may be, you could be held liable. Now, a lot of us have non-disclosure agreements or different agreements that with our contractors that would make us feel safe and say, well, maybe I'm not responsible for that. However, a lot of those contracts are depending upon you having certain restrictions and certain coverages, right? So they're assuming that you have cyber liability insurance, and that's why they feel comfortable putting that into you. So having it is very important, and not assuming that maybe your contractor or your vendor might carry that liability because they're assuming that you're going to carry that liability.
Okay, interesting. Let's talk a little bit about how cyber liability and social media are related.
So yes, social media is actually the fastest growing communication channel in the world. Most of us use some sort of social media. Information is exchanged at lightning speeds, exposed to the world. As we all know, often we see very little control over what is said, how it's presented, which gives a rise to the liability of a business. You may not think so, but you could be liable for what your employees are posting on social media, whether that's Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, especially if they're doing it during work hours. A lot of small businesses, use social media to market themselves, which is a great way to market yourself. But there also comes a big risk, and is all that information that you're putting out there, you could be liable for. So you do have to be very careful who you're entrusting that social media to, what is being posted, to make sure you're not offending anyone or make sure you're not causing any harm, any liable. You're not making comments that you would later regret or anything of that sort. They go hand in hand. And like I said, it's growing a lot faster that you can control it.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we work with a lot of folks who do social media, and a lot of times it's a very small team of people or just a single individual who might be doing social media that we're working with. But it's really important to even factor that into your social media policy so that you just already have clear expectations in terms of, the tone and the voice and what you're actually going to talk about and not. But that leads me to a follow-up question, and I don't know if you've thought much about this or not, but what about in the area of reviews? Online reviews are really important. A lot of people go out there and write a lot of online reviews. Can you talk to me about how cyber insurance might relate to that?
Yes. So again, anything that you post online now, it's pretty much there forever. There's always going to be ways of tracking that. And even though you delete a post or whatever, there's still ways that you can grab that info. So being extremely diligent into knowing what's being posted about your business, how to respond to that, is also key. You could get a bad review, something you don't agree with. The best way would be to address it in a very positive manner, and showing people that as a business owner or as a manager, you are handling those issues in a professional way without slandering the other party, without making derogatory comments towards anybody, because it could be a potential liability claim against you mm-hmm. and your business. That's when cyber liability would come in. And in case something like that were to happen, cyber liability could help with a cost, with defense cost, or any sort of cost arising from a lawsuit or from a claim.
Wow. I just wonder how many businesses out there, especially on the small end of the scale, have really thought about that, which, really, I guess, does lead me to another question. And it may be pretty obvious by now based on our conversation, but does a small business really need to have cyber liability?
Short answer, yes, would be yes. We just mentioned about how businesses are using social media to market themselves because it's very economic way to do things. And so when you do that, you have to make sure that you're covered for certain stuff. When people think of cyber liability, they're thinking of foreign parties that are going to come in and hack you. And so you think you're not big enough. Who's going to want to hack my small business? Well, part of that is true, and statistically speaking, you're probably not, it's not going to happen to you. However, you know, we have to think about what's being said, what's being posted. Cyber liability could even help you with replying to an email. You know, maybe, and I've done this, you hit reply all mm-hmm. instead of replying to the one party.
That's a great point.
And you're disclosing information that it wasn't intended for everybody to know. It was just for that one party.
Mm-hmm.
Cyber liability could have coverage for that and can give you protection for that in case that ever were to happen. So it doesn't have to be that a foreign entity is hacking your server or hacking your computer per se. It could be something as simple as replying to the wrong person with very sensitive information, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So that, yeah, that's a big risk.
Interesting. You know, because before you mentioned the just replying to an email, I was going to ask about, you know, email marketing, because that's another thing that a lot of small businesses, if they're not using social media, they may be doing some form of email marketing. And so, yes, you know, the short answer is yes.
Yes, definitely. Absolutely.
And I will tell you, you know, we put security plugins on a lot of our websites to just monitor brute force attacks, to try and force their way in by guessing password and login credentials. And I have to say, it would shock you to see how much small businesses are really actually being attacked. So I would encourage every small business to really think about that.
Absolutely.
Regardless of the type of website you have, if you've got a website, if you have any online presence, if you do use any form of electronic communication, you're going to need to consider cyber insurance.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
Okay. So, so is cyber liability insurance, is it affordable?
You know, that's a very good question. A lot of people think that they're going to have to, you know, second mortgage their house or anything like that to afford this coverage. And the reality of it, it's no, it's very affordable. You know, as we move forward and time goes on, insurance companies are aware of this. And so what they're doing is a lot of them are already starting to provide some sort of cyber liability coverage within the general liability policy. They're able to endorse it for some sort of data coverage, data breach, anything like that. So the cost of it really annually is going to be minimum. You don't need a separate policy aside from your regular general liability. You just need to endorse your general liability to make sure that it covers that scenario. A basic general liability, it's not going to cover you. That's why it's important to contact your carrier or when you're shopping around for insurance, make sure that there is some sort of coverage in there for you. It depends again on the business that you're in, how much coverage you need. So if, mm-hmm. you know, you're a small diner, right, you're probably not going to have the coverage that an attorney's office might have, right? Just because it's different kind of scenarios. Now,
that's right,
both yeah. industries are exposed to it and could fall a victim of some sort of attack or, you know, some sort of data breach. However, the claim could be, you know, very different. But the general liability policy won't cover that. So we have to make sure that it's added on to your policy. But its short answer is yes, it's very affordable. It's not going to break the bank. And it's readily available. I mean, it's endorsing the policy and it's effective immediately.
Okay. So does the type of data have any implication here in terms of what coverage you really need to think about? I mean, you know, a lot of small businesses, the information that they might have on their website, they don't have client data stored on their website. You know, even in QuickBooks, you know, if they may be using a third party processing system, you know, for credit card processing, for example. So they may not actually store, and hopefully they aren't storing, you know, any credit card information or anything like that. But if you're in the healthcare industry, you know, where you've got HIPAA regulations, or if you're in a situation where PCI compliance is an issue, does that have stronger implications or different implications for cyber insurance?
So it does, of course. You know, so it depends on the risk, how big of a risk. The lesser of that risk, like you just mentioned, so the smaller retailers that are using a third party, probably don't need as much or as a complex coverage as a risk that would handle medical information and hereby needs to follow HIPAA laws and HIPAA rules. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the coverage would differ at that point. However, you still need some sort of coverage. So just because you use PayPal or you use a third party doesn't mean that you're immune if, you know, that information were ever to become public. You still hold some degree of liability in there. Hmm. So that's why it's important to at least have something in there. But yes, it depends on the risk of the business that you would tailor that coverage into. So it's not like a cookie cutter coverage. It just really depends on your business and how much of that data is actually being exposed, as well as who's handling that data. Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. All right, great. Well, thanks, Al. I mean, I learned a lot. This was really helpful for me, and hopefully, you know, other folks are going to find this valuable too, because this is I would assume this is an emerging area within the insurance space, and it's obviously something that's, you know, going to be commanding a lot more attention over time. And I think it's something that all small businesses and all large businesses and everybody in between really should start to consider, and probably use this opportunity and listening to this podcast to go back and review their policies and make sure that everything's all good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We always encourage that. Know what your coverages are, know what you're buying. And if you're unsure, you know, you can always ask your agent. A lot of agents, you know, not all of them, will be happy to review them. There's usually no cost to that, having a third party doing so. And if they do have some sort of a cost, you know, the agent next to them, they're probably not going to charge you anything, right? So having an independent set of eyes look at that, if you don't feel comfortable with it, it's a very good idea. But yes, always make sure you know what you're buying, what's covered, and what's excluded. Mm-hmm. You know, looking at that exclusion list, it's very important as well.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Al. This was great. And I look forward to another session with you sometime where you can help us be educated on another topic around insurance and your expertise.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.